G'day! Merry Christmas! Welcome to Partakers and to our Christmas series, Fulfilled. In the part of the Bible which is called the Old Testament, there are over 300 predictions down through history which look forward to the coming of a Messiah or Saviour. That Messiah or Saviour, we Christians believe, was the man, the historical figure, Jesus Christ. Let's continue our adventure. Are you ready? Let's go! Hope you've had a great Christmas. We continue looking at Jesus the Messiah as predicted down through time, and today we look at some aspects of the work this Messiah would do. Prediction: the Messiah would bring light to Galilee. Predicted: Isaiah 9, verses 1 and 2. Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will be humbled, but there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. Fulfilled. Matthew chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. He went first to Nazareth, then left there and moved to Capernaum, beside the Sea of Galilee, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. This fulfilled what God said through the prophet Isaiah. In the land of Zebulun and of Naphtali, beside the sea, beyond the Jordan River, in Galilee where so many Gentiles live, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who lived in a land where death casts its shadow, a light has shined. Prediction: the Messiah would speak in parables. Predicted: Psalm 78, verses 1 to 4. O my people, listen to my instructions. Open your ears to what I am saying, for I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past, stories we have heard and known, stories our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders. And in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 to 10. And he said, yes, go and say this to the people. Listen carefully, but do not understand. Watch closely, but learn nothing. Harden the hearts of these people. Plug their ears and shut their eyes. That way they will not see with their eyes, nor hear with their ears, nor understand with their hearts and turn to me for healing. Fulfilled. Matthew chapter 13 in verses 10 to 15 and verses 34 to 35. His disciples came and asked him, why do you use parables when you talk to the people? Jesus replied, you are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. That is why I use these parables. For they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand. This fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah that says, when you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of those people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. And verses 34 to 35, Jesus always used stories and illustrations like these when speaking to the crowds. In fact, he never spoke to them without using such parables. This fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet. I will speak to you in parables. I will explain things hidden since the creation of the world. Prediction: The Messiah would be sent to heal the brokenhearted. Predicted. Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 to 2. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favour has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies. Fulfilled. Luke chapter 4, verses 18 to 19. Jesus speaking. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favour has come. Prediction. The Messiah would be a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Predicted. Psalm 110 verse 4. The Lord has taken an oath and will not break his vow. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Fulfilled. Hebrews chapter 5 and verses 5 to 6. That is why Jesus Christ did not honor himself by assuming he could become high priest. No, he was chosen by God, who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And in another passage, God said to him, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." Thanks for listening. Come back to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk, where every day there is something new to encourage your walk as a Christian in the 21st century.